Looking forward to a big day's racing tomorrow, the biggest day of the week, Saturday. The Group 1 Sky Racing Tats Tiara. They've marked the track a soft 6 this morning. It has improved a little bit. It remains a bit overcast up there, but the westerly winds are meant to kick in later, and the conditions will be fine and clear in about 21, 22 degrees. Soft 6 at this stage for Randwick. They've left it a soft 7 for tomorrow. It's going to turn cool later today when those winds pick up, so they've left it a soft 7. And for Flemington in Melbourne, when that really cold change went through last night, 16 millimetres of rain has fallen there. It's a soft 7 right now at Flemington. And Rob Smurden joins us from down there. Morning to you, Rob.
Morning, Andrew.
They tell me it did turn mighty cool last night.
Yeah, very, very cold. I think today's predicted to be the coldest June day for 20 years.
So fair dinkum.
Bracing ourselves for the worst.
Okay. Well, the main story with you involves Odyssey Moon. You've been trying to get the horse on a plane right through the week from Melbourne to Brisbane, and it just hasn't worked out.
Well, all our runners up there this year all flew up without problem, and there was multiple flights per week. My understanding is there's two flights each night, but obviously the freight takes preference, and they had a mechanical problem with one of them early in the week. They predicted it might be on the ground for a whole week, and they said at that stage, they said it's 90% you won't be able to get there by plane. If you want to get on the road now, you've still got time. But I thought it was too big a trip to undertake that close to the race, so just opted to wait, keep the options open between Flemington and there, and hope we got a flight late in the week, and even thinking that maybe you could fly up tonight. But of course, with this two-state rule now, you've got to declare where you're running by 9 a.m. on the Friday. So
yep.
Given that he was grounded in Melbourne with no prospect of a flight, we've had to scratch him out of Brisbane and commit to Melbourne.
Righto. So Odyssey Moon to run there. So not ideal. Obviously, with one plane off, it's, you know, we're not going to come on and bag them because it's mechanical. It's something that, you know, obviously needs time to fix the plane. So it's just the way it rolls, Rob.
That's it. Yeah, you know, always had ourselves an option here, so we'll just take the option B.
Well, let's just talk about the Sky Racing Tattersall's Tiara before we talk about those Melbourne runners. My Poppette is the one that's, well, it's drawn wide, but you never know how this track will be by the time we get to the big race tomorrow.
Well, when they raced on it, Stradbroke Day, the inside on the circle deteriorated with traffic, and given this race is late in the day and it's a little soft, I would expect it might deteriorate again, so off the fence mightn't be the worst place to be.
People need to excuse her last run, given that she was sort of there wide all the way without any luck at all.
Things didn't pan out for her. We were going to follow just only across, but it was slow to go and went forward on her own. But didn't quite get in. A horse come up underneath her, and she was just stuck on a limb throughout. A little bit disappointing, the last part, in any case, notwithstanding that, but there were excuses on the day, I guess.
Understand. How's she trained on then?
Yeah, just kept ticking over, hadn't had to do much, just maintaining. She's fit enough going into that, so not a lot required.
Chris Parnham's obviously got a couple of good opportunities. Obviously, this is the best with the Group 1. Has he had much to do with her in the past?
No, he wouldn't have ridden her at all. He's been off the scene with a broken...
Yep.
ankle for some months. He's been back riding work here for a month or more in race riding, but he wouldn't have had any involvement with her previously.
Okay. She's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, no big deal.
What about the one on the last, Indara?
She needs to turn her form around. She's probably been racing a little bit out of her depth. From that barrier, we'll ride her quiet and see if she can run on, but back to listed grade sees her. We can't fault her, but the last few runs have been plain.
The ones down in Melbourne, we mentioned Odyssey Moon, but you've also got in that last tomorrow, Raldas and Atmospherical. How do you see that last tomorrow?
I think, given the soft track conditions, I'll talk to Anthony Thompson from Wooden Stud today, but I would say Atmospherical most likely won't line up, so that'll leave us with Raldas and Odyssey Moon.
Right.
Raldas, best form is around the circle. He's got terrific mini rally form. He hasn't got... But I thought his run down the straight 2 weeks ago was okay. The biggest thing he's got to deal with is he's probably a highly rated horse that's normally not racing this time of year, so he's going to always get the 60 kilos, which on wet tracks it makes it a bit more testing. So, but he has drawn the right part of the track. Last time he drew down the inside, which he didn't want to be on, so he's drawn out wide. 1,100 suits him better than 1,000, and he's probably a class horse in this field. Odyssey Moon, Ran very well at his only run down the straight, third in this company against the older horses. And being a three-year-old, he gets some weight relief. He's almost four, so it's a good scenario for them in late in the season. And he's going really well, albeit he's got to come back. I think that coming back in distance 100 metres may likely be offset by the soft track, which makes it a more testing a testing trip. So, yeah, they're both in the race.
What about Ungrateful Alan? Mate, has she disappointed you or not?
No, she was a good run in Adelaide. Wayne Dunn said if he could have got to the outside of that horse, he felt she would have won the race. And then we thought about going to Brisbane for the Brisbane Cup, but decided to stay here for the Banjo Series. So she's just sort of thereabouts. She doesn't win very often, a little bit like Under the Loo. She's in the money without winning out a turn. But this trip sort of suits her. So she's on the way to the Banjo Series final in 2 weeks, hopefully.
What about the other two, Colonel Clink and Iggy McCool down there tomorrow?
I like Colonel Clink. I think he's a nice horse going places. We think he'll get over ground later on. Thought he was a little bit off the bit and didn't travel and a bit reluctant between horses first up, so we put the blinkers on him. He's worked well in them. It was soft at sales, probably going to be damp for tomorrow, but I'm keen to see how he measures up against those horses because we think he could. Craig Williams was very complimentary of him when he got off him. He rode him in a trial and really liked him, and he was complimentary of him when he got off him. Thinks he's as a three-year-old, he'll get over a trip and might be up to a better grade. So keen to see what he can do tomorrow. Iggy McCool, both runs have been good, and she drops back to mare's grade. The question is, if it's very soft, the jury's probably still out about her on really soft ground. She's more effective on better ground, so where it is at the moment is probably as bad as she wants it.
All right, we'll monitor that with the track. Yeah, just finally, Rob, Under the Louvre, any decisions on the future there?
No, not really. He's in the paddock. Nothing's changed since 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, just having a break. And at this stage, we're gearing up to get him back for the spring.
Yep, racing on. All right, good luck tomorrow. Hope it all works out and my Pipette can run well in the big one.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Robert Smurden there joining us from a very cool Melbourne. Want to take you to Randwick tomorrow. As I've told you, it's a soft seven. We're going to get some cool weather coming through later. The Tab Highway tomorrow, it always offers up something different this race. And Cecil Maxwell is the trainer of number 8 Cheeky, and he's on the line from Wellington. Morning to you, Cecil.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, Cecil. We spoke off air earlier in the morning, and it's always good, this race. You must sort of you pinpoint them a little bit if you've got the right class of a horse.
Yeah, you do, yeah. He's been going really well. He's hit his straps and he's won his three out here, so we thought we'd take him down and give him a shot down there at the highway.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I know your son's in the ownership. They must be all sort of revved up and ready to go to town.
Yeah. No, he bred him in that full mare that we've got, and it was the first bowl we've had out of him, so we'll see how he goes tomorrow, down there.
Well, tell us a little bit about him. He's won his last three, Canamble, Narromine, and come off the pace the other day to win at Wellington. Tell us a little bit about him, Cecil.
He's like a little trial, like, you know, he's when we went around at Canamble, like, he jumped out and led him from all the way, like, he won by 2 1/4 lengths, and then we went back to Narromine, we come back to 1100, and he did pretty well the similar thing there. And then we come to Wellington in over 900, and he's sort of, you know, they got out going to be quick for him, and yeah, he ended up jumping out of the ground from behind. But yeah, I think he'll, like, you know, he's only a 3 year old, he'll come on, and once he's gets a bit older and matures a bit more, he'll come on a lot better horse.
And is the barrier an issue for you tomorrow? I ask that because there's been a couple of those wins where he's been able to lead, so you've drawn wide tomorrow.
Yeah, we've drawn wide. That'll be the only problem. But, well, yeah, he has come from behind, as he's shown us now. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to, if we don't get the lead, you know, sit him behind and come home.
And obviously the jockey, Daniel, knows the horse really well now.
Yeah, Daniel's been with him from day dot. This prep back. Yeah, Daniel's had quite a few injuries. He's been out, had his shoulder reconstructed and that. So, yeah, he's, you know, as I said to him, he rides him, so we stick with him. And he can be a little bit of a difficult horse to ride, can get up on the bit. And, you know, like, and if you grab hold of him, he will throw his head around and that. So, yeah, rather than put someone on that doesn't know him, he'd rather stick what we know.
Yeah, understand. There's a little bit more to the life of Cecil Maxwell too. You've been in around horses, whether it be thoroughbreds or standardbreds, most of your life?
Yeah, that's correct.
So when did you, what, take us through, in a short time, take us through, so where did it start?
Oh, well, back in the 80s and that, I had gallopers and had a horse, well, Pirate Town, Scott's Luck, and I had one in town with Scott's Luck. Then got out of them and got into trotters. I had a trotter, DeFrost and Meadow Grazer, and that, DeFrost and won over 15, 20 races.
Yep.
Up around the Newcastle Hunter area.
Right.
And then, end up coming back to gallopers and look, my son's bred the little horse, so we got back into the gallopers and here we are.
And here you are taking the horse down to Sydney, or I think you're staying at Hawkesbury tonight and then on to the big race tomorrow, the Tab Highway. As I said at the start, these races are offering up all sorts of different stories. Cecil, we wish you the best with Cheeky. I hope it can make four on the trot, mate.
No worries. Thanks very much, sir.
Good on you. Thanks, all right, mate. Cecil Maxwell joining us there from Wellington. Cheeky lining up in the Tab Highway. Shannon Perry, son of Paul, is joining us this morning on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Shannon.
Morning, Andrew, and all your listeners.
I know it's been well documented, mate, but it's been a terrific racing season for the stable.
It has. You know, we've enjoyed the cards we've had to play with, and it has been enjoyable, you know, and we would have loved more city winners, but they weren't there, but we made the most of what we had and enjoyed it.
Exactly. One that's been sort of right through this season is the filly Conchita. Sadly missed out on running in that Magic Millions up at the Gold Coast, but she's always shown a great deal of ability, Shannon.
Yeah, well, it was a 4-point lead through it in the Magic Millions. Not saying we would have won it, but we think we would have been first fully home, which was huge money, you know, and might have been a blessing in disguise, but she's come back stronger and she hasn't lost anything anyway.
Yeah. Well, we saw that the other day when she was strong leading and she really kept kicking down the straight there at Randwick, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. And he's no mug, the other horse either. So whatever she goes on and does, well, you'd think he'd have to do something similar. It was a race to watch and it was a good skill to win.
There's a couple of other horses in this race that have sort of shown capabilities of leading or sitting right on the pace. So you've drawn to do something similar yourself tomorrow again?
Yeah, she's a great gate horse. She then comes into the stride with good balance early and getting top speed. But, you know, we'll just leave it to Thomas. He understands it pretty well and he'll be walking the track. He lives across the road from Randwick, so he'll be walking the track a few times to get it right, I'd say. And yeah, good luck to him too.
Yeah, no, exactly. Do you go much further with her? I only pose the question because I think she's got the capabilities of springtime.
Yeah, my word. Tomorrow will be her last run this time in and go and have a short break for the spring carnivals and hopefully she can, you know, grow that little bit and strengthen up that tiny bit more too. She needs to. She's not the greatest size of filly, so you know, if she can find that little bit she needs between now and the spring, she'll be great to wake up in the morning too.
Yeah, for sure. The big race tomorrow, the features, the eighth race, the Ken Assist Winter Dash over the 1,200 metres. You've got, wouldn't it be nice lining up in the race again? Drawn a little bit awkward, I suppose, but how do you see this horse fourth up at 1,200 tomorrow?
He could have run third the other day. He inside the last 150, Mount Nebo rolled in on him, and which was Thomas Hewitt, wouldn't be nice as the old rider, and he rolled in on him, and Rory had to take hold and ride the rail, the plastic rail, for a few strides, and had him, we run third, we would have protested, or had a Mount Nebo run third, we run fourth, we would have protested, and I'd say probably being victorious, but hard to get a fourth to second basis, but going on that, the horse is flying, so if it's wet tomorrow, that's his go, and he's a great each-way chance.
I was just going to say, I mean, we've got a soft seven and it probably won't get any, you know, it'll be around that mark given that the weather's going to turn a bit cool in the rest of today. So the horse will certainly be able to handle that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the horse is going well and racing into form. So we're hoping for the client that they're great for our stable. So we're hoping that it can turn in a nice last furlong for them.
And what about the others, mate? You got General Bean in the first, Kokomo in the sixth, and Quell in the last. How do you see those three tomorrow?
Tend to be in at nice odds. He's a great big way horse. He's very fit and he will run well with the claim.
Right.
Quell, he'll no doubt lead and look the winner for some stage. He always is pretty one dimensional. He's passes horse over 60 yards out of the barriers that I've ever seen. And Kokomo, well, she can put in a good one. It's good to see Thomas back on her. He at big odds has ran good races. That ran was on Kokomo. So for the punters, you have to throw in her into the boxes somewhere.
Okay. Well, the stable's going really well. Looking forward to seeing a few of those tomorrow, particularly Conchita. Good luck to you, Shannon. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew, and all the best, punters.
Shannon Perry from the stable of Paul Perry this morning. Bjorn Baker's next up just after 9:30. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
You had a little break, mate, or not?
No, I'm actually going to New Caledonia in a couple of weeks. So it'll be interesting.
New Caledonia?
Mm. Yeah, I have to brush up on my French, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. What made you just wanted to get away, but what made you choose New Caledonia?
Well, school holidays and somewhere a little bit different and close. And no, I'm looking forward to it. They actually have a bit of racing in New Caledonia.
They do. They do.
Races.
Yes. It's about the only place we don't broadcast them, mate.
Yeah, but that'll come in sooner rather than later, won't it?
It probably will. It probably will. It's
the
there.
PMU dominates there.
Yeah, New Caledonia, and I'm waiting for this one, Mauritius. I don't reckon Mauritius is far away. A few Aussie jockeys there. James Winks is going up, so you never know what happens in the future. Anyway, well, good luck with that in a couple of weeks. What about tomorrow? Can Zatopaz continue to run really well for you?
Yeah, he's been running well, and I thought his last run was excellent in the Stayers Cup, and Opinion won the race, and he's a very well-credentialed horse. I thought he might have been half a run short going into it. So from the 2 miles back to 2,600, he'll race prominently as always, and I'm sure he'll give his best.
Looking at the speed maps that are around, he probably gets the soft lead, mate.
Yeah, well, we'll be positive. He's sort of a little bit one-dimensional because he won't be sprinting home in 33 or 34, so we've got to be on speed and make it a true staying test, and that's probably his forte. So he'll be there for a long way.
And certainly with a soft seven at the moment at Randwick, that sting out is perfect with the horse as well.
Yeah, a little bit. I think he's probably a little bit better, a little bit firmer, but he has got through sort of soft tracks before. So, and he is fit too, so that's probably the main issue.
What are we going to do with this horse in the last, Escanati?
In Costanati. A little bit of trainer's error first up. He had a long time off and he was fresh up after a year on a heavy track over 1,200. So he was always probably going to fold in hindsight. It's always easy in hindsight. But he's had a trial since. He went really well. He trialled very well going into his first up run as well. So back to the 1,000. He's drawn ideally in gate 6. He should be able to just stalk the lead, and I think with any luck, he won't be too far away.
So back to the 1,000's a good move, you feel?
Yeah, I think so in terms of where he's at, and he has really thickened up. He looks like he's like a tank, so he looks like a sprinter. And I think the 1,000 will be spot on for him.
I guess the main thing is there that he's recovered well from that first up run. For first up for 12 months, he's made improvement, or he's maintained where you've wanted him to be.
For sure, yeah. And I think that the trial last week topped him off nicely for Saturday.
Okay, so and did he have a respiratory issue out of that first up run or not?
I think there was some talk of that.
Yeah.
Had him checked out and he's all fine.
He was fine, yeah.
It's not too much of a problem. So from a health point of view, I think he's healthy going into Saturday.
No, I understand. Yeah, I think it was featured in the stewards report. But you know the horse and he's ready to go. How about all the horses that have run in Brisbane? Are they still enjoying another couple of weeks in the paddock?
Yeah, well, Music Bank, he's back on Monday, so we're going to target some early spring races for him, races like the Missile Stakes on August the 6th and possibly the Warwick Stakes 2 weeks after, or he may even look at a trip down to Melbourne. But he's come through his campaign in good order, probably a little bit disappointing in the Stradbroke, but, you know, I've maybe had an off day, maybe it was the track, and maybe it was a Doom in 10,000, but he seems bright and well. Imposing Lash, she's going to have a really good break. She deserves it. She had a good campaign. It came a long way, so she probably won't be seen until the summer. Cadogan will have a good break, and likewise, Cool Ring, he'll probably be back over the summer and then look to take him back to Queensland. So, got some exciting times coming up. A lot of yearlings in the system, and looking forward to getting them going as well and winning Rupert. He's in the stable, possibly looking at the Golden Rose, but we'll just see how he comes up.
Okay, that was the one I was going to ask. Potential going forward, a lot there with this horse.
Yeah, I think there is. So, he went up to Queensland twice for two runs. In between times, he came back to Sydney and then had to travel up. And I think even when he won the Champagne Stakes, he definitely wasn't at his best. He didn't look his best. He was. I think those trips sort of knocked him around a little bit, so... But your first two starts to travel away and do what he did, I think it suggests he's a very good horse and he's got a heap of speed. So looking forward to him coming back as a three-year-old.
Yeah, for sure, winning Rupert. Hey, good luck tomorrow. Hope they run well for you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Bjorn Baker there. Zatta Paz, who might just get that nice lead tomorrow in its race there at Randwick. Repeating, Randwick a soft 7, Eagle Farm a soft 6, but the weather's going to pick up with westerly winds blowing the cloud away. And Flemington in Melbourne, it's a soft 7 after 16 millimetres of rain, and it's turned quite cool. And as you've learned from Canberra today, Anthony Manton, I hope you've taken a coat, mate. 10 degrees or 8 degree top there today for the races. Whew.